Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Lincolnshire. Here's the headline. Lincolnshire is England's second largest county by area and the lowest by population density. An unusual structural starting point for a commercial property market, and one that produces a more evenly distributed pattern of activity than any obvious peer. HM Land Registry recorded 3,293 commercial leaning transactions across the county's eight principal towns in the rolling 60 months to Q1 2026, alongside 17,166 residential transactions. The defining commercial story is occupier breadth rather than depth, and the only fully priced auction print in the window comes from Stamford, where units 1 to 3 of the former St Michael's Church on the High Street cleared at £1.95 million for an 8.91% net initial yield in March of this year. Let me set the scene. Lincolnshire has around 770,000 residents spread across what is, by area, only slightly smaller than Greater London on the map, but a fraction of its density. The county runs along four principal road corridors and a long exposed coastline. The A1 runs north to south through Grantham and Stamford, connecting the county to the East Midlands logistics belt. The A46 from Newark and the A15 from Peterborough meet at Lincoln, making the city the natural inland junction for east of Trent freight. The A52 runs west to east from Grantham through Boston to Skegness. The A17 threads King's Lynn through Sleaford to the A1 across the southern Fenland market belt. No single town here passes the 110,000 population mark. Lincoln at 104,000 is the largest, with Grantham at 44,000 and Boston at 41,000 a clear tier below. There is no big city anchor in the county equivalent to Peterborough or Cambridge to the south. The top three towns by transaction count. Lincoln is the dominant commercial market, 1,126 transactions, 34.2% of the county total. Median commercial price, £170,000. Upper quartile, £250,000. The occupier base is exceptionally broad. The University of Lincoln, Bishop Grosseteste University, the Cathedral, the County Council and Lincolnshire NHS Trusts on the public sector side. On the defence aerospace side, RAAF Lincolnshire is one of the largest concentrations of frontline and training air bases in the United Kingdom. Coningsby for Typhoon, Cramwell for officer training, Waddington for ISTAR, and the new E7 Wedgetail platform, and Scampton in active redevelopment after the Red Arrow's departure. The Aero Engineering Mars Hub adds a growing aerospace supply chain layer. Spalding sits second at 445 transactions and a £170,000 median. The United Kingdom's flower capital and a Bacavor-anchored food processing centre. The town carries a dense glasshouse and packhouse belt. The Lincolnshire Cooperative Warehouse Network and the second highest absolute count of freehold other commercial prints in the county at 165. Boston follows at 436 transactions and a £141,000 median. The Lincolnshire Fens agri-food capital and a working port at the head of the Wash. Then Grantham at 417 transactions, sitting on the A1 logistics corridor with the Spitalgate distribution belt and Anglian Water as a corporate covenant anchor. The rest of the dataset rounds out a structurally even market. Gainsborough at 317 transactions posts the lowest commercial median in the county at £106,000. A historic Trentside market and engineering town with a thinner SPV market. Skegness at 255 transactions and a £145,000 median anchors East Coast tourism, with the highest freehold other commercial weighting in the county, 56.5% of all Skegness prints fall into that category, reflecting the town's holiday park, caravan park and seafront trading asset stock. Louth at 176 transactions sits in the Lincolnshire Wolds AONB. And then Stamford, By consensus, the most beautiful market town in England, at just 121 transactions, but the highest commercial pricing by a long way. £295,000 median, £500,000 upper quartile. That's more than double the county median and almost three times Gainsborough's. Burghley House and the Stamford Endowed Schools footprint drive a pricing premium that has no equivalent elsewhere in the county. Let's talk yields. Lincolnshire is a low-frequency public auction county. Five acuitous lots over the rolling window, against six in the smaller Cambridgeshire, and only one of those five reached a fully priced clearing print. That single sold print frames the market more sharply than the wider distribution would suggest. Units 1 to 3 of St Michael's Church on Stamford High Street traded at £1.95 million for an 8.91% net initial yield at the March 2026 acuitous sale. The same asset had been offered 12 months earlier on a £173,000 passing rent and withdrawn post-auction. The March 2026 clearing print at a meaningfully tighter implied figure suggests seller and market reconverged on price across the cycle rather than across the room. As a yield anchor, the 8.91% print sits at the firmer end of secondary retail clearing yields nationally and is a useful read on the affluent market town end of the county. The four other lots tell a more cautious story. In Lincoln, the Iceland Convenience Supermarket at 334 to 337 High Street sold prior in February 2024 on a £100,000 passing rent, a strong covenant trading asset profile with a transparent off-market route. The 234 High Street restaurant and leisure asset withdrew post-auction in October 2025, consistent with broader weakness in unbranded leisure occupier covenants. The Boston Exchange Building's retail and residential print at 36 to 39 Marketplace withdrew post-auction. Reading across the wider market, Prime City Centre Lincoln Retail and Prime A1 Corridor Industrial in Grantham trade materially tighter than the 8.91% Stamford print would suggest. Strong covenant logistics and supermarket anchored trading assets clear in the 6.5% to 7.5% range. Multi-let secondary industrial in Lincoln, Grantham and Spalding sits in the 7% to 8.5% range. Skegness and East Coast tourism trading assets price materially wider, reflecting both operating business risk and lender concentration. Lender appetite. Lincolnshire is a credit broad rather than credit deep lending county. Every UK clearing bank with a commercial book covers the geography, but deal flow is meaningfully smaller and more agri and trading asset led than in the East of England knowledge economy peers. High street banks compete for the headline. Lincoln Corporate, University Orbit and Anglian Water adjacent Grantham deals. Challenger banks dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across SPV-owned residential investments, secondary office, mixed-use and Fenland food processing freeholds. Specialist lenders handle bridging, refurbishment and light development across Lincoln Student Investment, Skegness Tourism Trading Asset and Stamford Conservation Area refurbishment markets. For the broader Fenland and Wolds market, the lender mix tilts more heavily towards AgriOrbit specialists, Lloyds Agriculture, NatWest Agricultural, Oxbury, Clydesdale, the Agricultural Mortgage Corporation, Bakervor adjacent food processing freehold finance in Spalding sits with a smaller pool of relationship banks, comfortable with cold storage and time and temperature controlled distribution risk. Three main risks. First, planning friction in the Lincolnshire Wolds, AONB, and the historic market town conservation overlays at Stamford and Louth, plus Balegate and Steep Hill in Lincoln. Second, flood risk and Environment Agency constraints affect a meaningful share of Fenland stock. Lenders look at fluvial and tidal flood zone classification on agricultural, warehouse or food processing assets along the Witham, Welland, Glen and wider drainage network, and on any seafront stock at Skegness and Mablethorpe. Third, coastal market thinness restricts both occupier covenant depth and exit buyer breadth at Skegness and along the East Coast tourism belt. The outlook. The 12-month picture for Lincolnshire Commercial Property Finance through to Q2 2027 is one of stabilisation rather than re-rating. In Lincoln, the public sector, university and RAF footprint provides occupier covenant insulation that few other Lincolnshire towns share. Secondary office and mixed-use stock should continue to clear in line with the £170,000 P50 trajectory. Grantham's A1 logistics belt and the Spalding food processing footprint look likely to remain the firmest segments. Stamford will continue to price inside the rest of the county on Burghley Orbit affluence. With the 8.91% St Michael's Church clearing print the realistic anchor for prime market town secondary retail. Skegness and the East Coast tourism belt will remain a specialist-led submarket. Boston, Gainsborough and Louth will move with broader Fenland and Wolds market fundamentals. The single biggest swing factor across the county remains the policy direction on RAF Lincolnshire. Coningsby, Cranwell and Waddington are stable footprints. But the long-running redevelopment of Scampton continues to be the most material public sector-led commercial real estate question in the county. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Lincolnshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.